Yeah, thanks a lot, Maynard. Paul Ramel here, broadcasting from the Cottonwood Golf Club here in Cottonwood, Camden Conference cross-country meet, and kind of on a windy day, but we got some great results here. The meet is finished, and the Lochaber Valley Dawson Boy girls are conference champs, and the boys are conference champs, and we're going to visit with someone right now. Let's start with Isabel. Congratulations, Isabel.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. I finally made a cross-country meet this year.
Yeah, it's good. Thank you.
You miss me?
Yes, of course. We all do.
Well, I had a couple scheduled, and you got canceled out.
There. Yeah, our Benson was canceled last week, so we haven't ran in a week and a half.
All right. Well, the conference champs by just a couple points over Camby Mignota, I understand.
Yes, they are a really good team also. We battle with them pretty well. Did last year too. I think we won by 4 last year only, so
yep.
It's close.
Oh, okay, close again. Grace Streets placed first. Boy, she had might have been a personal best for Grace, and you were right behind her.
She's a very good runner. Yeah, the wind's pretty tricky today. I don't think times were great, but she did super well. Always really fun to run against her. She's a nice girl.
Okay. And so all conference. How many years have you made all conference?
I think the past 3.
Okay.
I think sounds right.
Looking for forward to sections next week?
Yeah, hopefully it goes well. Yeah. Well, I like the Laverne course, so hopefully.
And there's not any snow on the ground, let's hope for that.
Right, and not windy.
All right. Thanks, Isabel.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
And Grace Hagelin, I believe you came in second or?
Third, actually. Yep.
And congratulations to you. This is kind of a milestone for you.
I guess.
Grace has made all conference, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and now senior.
Yeah.
Was it a little pressure for you? Were you thinking about that?
A little bit. I mean, the thought crossed my mind. I mean, it'd be kind of disappointing if I made it all those other years and not this year. So it was kind of a little bit of motivation. So.
Talk about your race today, then.
It started off pretty well. I mean, like Belle said, it's pretty windy today. So, I mean, it seems like every corner you come around, you just get blasted by a gust of wind. But, yeah.
Just keep your balance, right?
Yeah, if you can find someone to run with. That's as good as you can get, but.
All right. Congratulations, Grace. Good run.
Thanks, Paul.
All conference again. And what do you got? Who do we got next?
Annika
Fernald. So what place did you get, Annika?
4th.
All right. And talk about your run today.
It wasn't my best run, but, I mean, I still finished pretty good in a good place, so it's a pretty good run.
Are you having a good year?
Yeah. I started off a little slow, but the past 2 meets have been pretty well.
And having a fun year, huh?
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Looking forward to sections and getting to state?
Hopefully state, and yeah, I'm looking forward to sections.
All right. Thanks, Annika. Good job.
Thank you.
And Taylor Shelstead? How'd you do, Taylor?
I got 9th.
9th? So you made all conference too, huh?
Yes.
Awesome. Did you make it last year?
No.
Okay. So this is your first time? And what grade are you in?
8th.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. You were 7th grade. I can do the math there. So, okay. So talk about your run today, Taylor.
The start was good, but the wind kind of made it hard to stay strong throughout the race.
So, when you're facing a wind, that's pretty tough.
Yeah, it's harder to go into with a wind.
that would make sense, right?
Yeah.
All right, congratulations, Taylor. Good run.
Thank you.
And Alex Stitt is next. How'd you do, Alex?
I got 11th.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
I got 11th last year, too.
No way. Well, at least you have a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Well, that's still pretty good. That's a good, good finish for you.
Thank you.
Talk about your run today.
It was really windy and very flat, and I don't like flat courses at all. No.
You like to run the hilly courses?
Yes.
Anybody else with her on that? Or really, y'all like to run the hilly? Why is that?
You get to speed up and down, going down.
More speed going down than up, I would guess.
Yes.
Okay, good.
And you can catch them uphill because everyone else gets tired. And we work on a lot of hills during practice, so.
Oh, that's a good point. All right, I've got to remember that. I learned something today. Thanks, Alex.
Yep.
And who do we got next? Josie and Georgia? Okay, Josie, how'd you do?
I think I got 14th.
Okay, good. And so talk about your run today, then.
It was windy, hard to breathe.
Oh, okay. The good crowd here cheering you on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this the first time you've run Cottonwood Golf Course?
Yes.
What you think of it? Too flat?
Yeah, it's a little too flat. It's kind of boring.
What's the Laverne course like next year? Or next week?
It's better than this because there's at least a hill you can go up, but it's kind of boring too.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Josie. And Georgia, how'd you do?
I believe I got 15th, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Good. Are you the only one from Dawson, Boyd?
Yep.
Oh. I noticed that because you got your letter jacket on.
Yep.
Oh, that's good. You represent Dawson, Boyd well.
Yes.
How'd you do? You talk about your run.
I started out a little too fast, and I kind of wanted to walk, but I didn't, and I finished, so that was nice.
Finishing is good, always.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Thanks, George. I appreciate it. And I noticed all the other girls got the red jackets, and you got Dawson Boy. That's good.
Definitely.
Thanks a lot. All right, let's talk with the guys here. Thanks, girls. And the guys, I tell you what, they ran an amazing race today here in Cottonwood. And Mike Qualt is with me. Congratulations. What was that, a perfect score?
Yep, we got a perfect 15, top five in the top five.
You have to explain to our listeners exactly what that means. Maybe some people don't understand cross-country. How does that work?
Oh, so whatever place you get is how many points you get, and you score your first five runners. So then if you have all five of your guys in the top five, the lowest score you can get is 15.
All right. Have you ever done that before?
I don't think we have yet. This would be the first time, at least since I've been here.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Congratulations. That's amazing. So, Camden Conference champions, talk a little bit about your run. How'd you feel?
I did pretty good. I won overall. It was pretty windy out. We got out to a pretty strong pace. I stayed right behind Zeke for majority of the race as he kind of took the wind break for me.
Yep.
And then towards the end, I got around him and he still got second, but we had a strong finish.
Good. You looking forward to sections in Laverne?
Yep, I'm really excited. I wish it was tomorrow.
All right. You got your NDSU Bison apparel on. Is that where you're going or what?
I don't know yet. It's a ways out.
I thought we had breaking news here on the radio.
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. Zeke Sather next. How'd you do, Zeke?
I got second.
Okay. Can you talk about the run?
Oh, it's just really windy. I mean, through the whole race, you could just feel like the wind. It never felt like it was at your back. It was.
Are you having a fun year?
Yeah, it's been a blast so far, especially with how well our team has been doing.
Yeah, your boys are doing outstanding, aren't you?
Yeah, thank you.
All right, who we got next? Let's go with...
Overall, I got third today.
Oh, wow.
The course, we've never ran it before, and with the wind, that was also tough. And, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of competition today, so we were running a lot on our own, but we worked it with each other.
Okay, just like a practice then, huh?
Yeah, kind of, honestly.
Okay. You guys push each other pretty good?
Yeah, we all work together well. Some people take the break the win for each other, and that's huge.
Right, good job.
Thanks.
And who we got?
Mason Bramer.
Okay, Mason, how'd you do?
I got fourth.
Fourth? That's right. You guys 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Perfect score. We're pretty excited about that?
Yeah, we're all pretty excited about it.
Isabel, you want to say something?
They ran really well.
Yeah, you can't get much better than that, can you?
No. It was first mile went pretty quick. The wind was pretty strong in the first turns, and then it kind of spread out after the first loop, and then kind of finished off from there.
Okay, good job. And who plays fifth, Griffin?
Yep.
All right, Griffin Johnson here, first year out for cross country?
Oh, yeah, it is.
All right, well, how's it going for you?
It's pretty fun when I'm not running.
You like to run?
Yeah, it's fun.
Talk about your run today here in Cottonwood.
It was kind of rough. I started off really fast, so the whole time it kind of really sucked.
Yeah, and Coach Sherb and Coach Qualt hollering at you?
Yeah, they were really motivational.
Good job today. Who do we got here?
Colby Duth.
How'd you do to Kobe?
I got 10th overall.
And looking for Laverne tomorrow? Or next week, I mean?
Yeah, that should be a fun race.
And the goal is what?
Win.
Yep. And to get the state?
Yep.
All right, that's the goal. Hope we can do that, right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Kobe.
Hi. My name's Peyton Stairs.
Okay, Peyton. What'd you do?
I got 11th.
Okay. And talk about your run.
It was good. I felt good the first lap, and then the second lap towards the finish, I got kind of tired, but it was a good run.
All right, good job, Peyton.
Thank you.
And did we get everybody? Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Congratulations. Perfect score. Let's do that Thursday in Laverne, right?
Yeah.
All right, with that, Maynard, we'll turn it back to you to the studio.
All